Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
For the Blackhawks Insider podcast, Miguel Esparza and Jorge Moreno. Coach, how was your day off?
It was great. Beautiful weather. And, you know, it's the end of the season, like that last month where the weather starts getting great. And I think the guys come to the rink with a good attitude and work hard. And that's what we all we can ask.
Now, after this explosive win by the Blackhawks, seven goals in that game, how good was it to see Connor Bedard, Colin Blackwell, but also Seth Jones, who's had 6 points in the last three games?
Yeah, no, I think a lot of that has tribute to the power play. I think the power play has done an excellent job over the last month, but now really connecting on the score sheet for in the last, like, I think, two of the three games. And, you know, I mean, I think that's just hard work by those guys and putting hard work in practice and executing in the game. So I'm happy for all those guys, Seth and Connor on the power play. I think they're doing a great job, and I think Blackie's doing a great job. Blackie with Dickinson and Anderson have been playing against the top lines in this league all year long, or since Blackie's been back, and shutting them down, but also adding in some offense.
And it was good to see, obviously, for him, for a guy like him who's always on the grind. That's always good. Now, when we talk about Andreas Athanasiou being back in the lineup, what can we expect from him?
Well, I'm hoping for some speed, and I think especially at the beginning of last game, I think we were lacking that, but I thought we got going as the game went along. I think he can provide some speed and offense, and just told him to kind of have a little bit of a shot mentality first. Everybody wants to get back and be a good teammate and pass the puck off to your teammates, but I think being a good teammate is using some of your best assets, and that's going to be speed and his shot. So we're looking forward to seeing what he can bring to us in that area. And I thought at the end of last season he played an excellent two-way game in the D zone and then adding the offense in. So, you know, we're just hoping he can finish off the season this year like he did last year.
Anaheim in the house today. How do you prepare a team and make sure they don't underestimate a team, 29th defense in the league, and 10 of the last 11 they lost here at the United Center? How do you prepare them for that?
Well, we definitely have to learn from our last game that we can't come out slow. And I know we had travel and played the night before, but everybody plays the same schedule in this league. So you have to be prepared to start the game because we won't always have the luxury of getting seven goals and things going our way the second and third periods every night. So we talked about that this morning, and we talked about a little bit of a small segment scenario. We got three California teams here, and then we go there and play three California teams there. Let's have a little bit of a mini series. Let's see how well we can do and beat up on the state of California a little bit. And it starts here tonight. You can't wait for the second period, or you can't wait for the second game.
Now, Coach, you stay with the defensive players. Alex Vlasic's very offensive, 3 assists in the last 5 games. What have you liked from Alex Vlasic, especially these last 5 games?
I think just, really honing in on his defensive game, and that just gets him the puck back. And he's got such a great stride that he can take off and join the offense at any moment when we have the puck. So I think him playing a better structured defensive game, and him and Seth have been doing that together, and as a team with a five-man unit on the ice, and adding the offense when the opportunity's there. And I think it's not forcing it. He's finding it, and it's presenting itself, and that's when he's taking it, and things are working out for him.
Now, you mentioned the first period and how it was a slow start, but Alex Vlasic, to end the first period, actually got into that fight. That's really spark up the offense and got the locker room going?
I think so, and I think that, and then you had Donato had a real nice forecheck and body check on their defenseman, and they came back down the ice the next on that same shift and had another secondary forecheck when Connor made a change and came on the ice, and that got us our first goal. So I think a little bit of physicality, sometimes it revs up the building, which revs up the guys, and it kind of woke everybody up and got us playing.
Now we talk about the youth. We see Landon Slaggart here. And what have you seen from his game? What do you like about his game? What do you expect? When do you expect him on the ice for the team?
He was out there for a quick skate this morning, going to practice with us Thursday because tomorrow we don't practice as a team. And, we'll go from there and see where we can fit him in and hopefully get him into the lineup, Friday at the earliest, if he's comfortable and ready to go. It'd be great to have a look at him at this level, but, he loves to get to the front of the net. He's a good, responsible player two ways. You know, kind of like if he can mold himself like a Nick Foligno, he'd be on the right path, I think. And, you know, it's always great to have young guys excited to come in here at the end of the year and show us what they got. You're getting all their energy. We can feed off of that, and we just want to help them to stay in our structure and get them on board with that quickly.
You had mentioned he really likes to play around the crease and really like being offensive in that way. Do you think his game can transition into the NHL?
Yeah, well, that's where you score goals most of the time nowadays. There's a few, like, obviously really exceptional, talented players that have the extra ability going end-to-end or skating and beating people one-on-one. Most of the time it's ozone possession and shots from the point, and it's a tip or a rebound, and there's a lot high percentage of goals scored like that, especially this time of the year when it gets harder. So that'll fit right into his game. So hopefully he can get some puck luck around that net when he starts.
Thank you, Coach, and have a good game.
Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.